We're back for another segment of Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined today by Brian Cannell, the Don Litzelman Foundation. And we featured Brian last year talking about the Don Litzelman Foundation, but they have a lot of exciting things coming up this spring here locally in the area. So we're excited to dive right in. Brian, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, John. We're really grateful that you're having us.
Absolutely. And the Don Litzelman Foundation is such a cool organization. Could you talk a little bit about, for those of us who don't know in the community, who Don was and now what you're doing through this foundation?
Sure. Well, he's a college fraternity brother and good friend of mine. We lived on the same floor at Geneseo. And the floor was an outstanding group of guys. We got really close. We actually were two of the 13 founding fathers of the Sigma Phi Epsilon chapter. We started it at Geneseo. And then, you know, graduation comes, life happens, and we all lost touch. The chapter didn't last. It was gone by the mid to late 90s. So that, you know, we didn't have anything to go back to as far as reunion in terms of a house and organization. And we did. We lost touch. And then 20 whatever years later, 25 years later, Don found out that he hadn't yet been diagnosed with brain cancer, but he knew something was wrong. And he started reaching back out to, like I said, we hadn't been in touch in 25 years, and started reconnecting and brought us all back together. He did pass away in 2012. And so we decided to start the Don Litzelman Foundation, with really the focus was helping somehow in the fight against cancer, and not specifically brain cancer, which is what he had, any kind, raising money, whatever we could do. He was a two-time All-American attackman, lacrosse player at Geneseo, which was, you know, his love. So we wanted certainly to be involved in lacrosse. And we've started, in 2013, we started giving out the Don Litzelman Award for Attackman of the Year at Geneseo, as well as West Genesee High School in Syracuse, where he's from, and a scholarship to the West Genesee winner. And, you know, also this was done to, quite frankly, keep him with us, you know, and the reunion aspect of it for the guys has been unbelievable. We are now a huge presence at the June reunion at Geneseo every year, 45 to 50 guys. And we haven't been on campus since the mid 90s. So it's kind of remarkable. And the foundation has grown tremendously. So initially, our fundraising was, you know, we wanted to, again, hand out the awards and recognize him. And then, you know, we would donate to the GBV Foundation, to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, where he got treatment. On occasion, we did some fundraising. If we had some extra, we would actually give grants directly to a patient we found out about who was in need. And then about 2 years ago, one of my fraternity brothers, one of the, you know, younger guys, came up to me and said, listen, I'd love to talk to you about being a little more involved. And as we talked, he was telling me his wife in 2019 had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And he said, you know, the journey, it's so difficult. There's lots of help out there, you know, whether it be financial, educational support, but you're on your own to find it for the most part. And it doesn't come at a good time, you know. If you're the patient, I mean, you're sick, you don't feel well, you're getting treatment, you've gotten this devastating news, you don't get 6 months to put everything in order.
Right.
This is happening now. And I had been thinking, I really was wanting to get the foundation going a little more. And I thought maybe we raise a little more money, give away another $500 or $1,000 a year to a patient, not to minimize that. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But when he was talking, I thought, well, wait a minute. If it's a function of finding that information, we can do that and take that burden off of them. So we put up the website. It's been a little over a year now. We started with 10 organizations that we feature that do give some financial assistance to cancer patients. We now have 20. And we created another page for educational information, which has, I think we have information on over 20 kinds of cancers, and a third page, which is simply labeled community of support. You know, just inspiration, some words of advice and wisdom for patients who have gone through this journey, you know, links to organizations like Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club right here locally. And there are, I believe, 20 different Gilda's Clubs across the country. We have links to all of them on the site, but they provide unbelievable programs and services to help get you through that journey. So the goal was simply to be a resource for cancer patients to, as we put it, get financial assistance, educational information, and a community of support.
So you've helped cancer patients financially, but certainly there's this other very valuable thing that you're doing that I think is not something that a typical organization is doing. So you've really found a niche here compiling all the great resources out there, and certainly they're all great resources. You've compiled them. You've done the homework for those people who are going through that difficult time, and really, you know, that's the last thing on their mind, right? So what's the reaction from the cancer, those who are suffering and their families? How do they react to seeing all these resources put together and this information compiled by you guys?
Well, and, you know, unfortunately, we don't get nearly as much feedback as we'd like. You know, people don't tend to reach out, but I have spoken to many. And, you know, just the fact that this resource exists is something that I think they find unbelievably helpful. And, you know, again, our first thought had been finances. And we had, when we put up the website, I think maybe half a dozen links to some interesting articles. But that half a dozen links has grown to the educational information page, which has, I believe, 25 to 30 categories, never mind links, each category with a couple links, maybe five. So it's the educational information section, I truly believe, that has just exploded, and I hope is a wonderful resource. And I think that is the page that a lot of the cancer patients have talked about finding so helpful. And then, you know, we've gotten some tips. Someone said, you know, listen, I help my ex-wife, which is wonderful that he does. She suffers, and I'm her caregiver, and it would be wonderful to have information on that. So we did. I went and found some links to terrific articles and help and advice for caregivers, and there are support groups. We've got some information there. So that's become part of our community of support. You know, the loved ones and caregivers, they're going through this also and could use, obviously, a lot of help.
Yeah, and that you could find all this information, by the way, up at donlitzelmanfoundation.org. And we're talking with Brian Cannell. And Brian, we also have really exciting events coming up, including you guys are going to be at a Nighthawks game coming up this March, and then also at a Nazareth hockey game, and potentially some other local colleges as well. Could you talk about your program here, Face Off Against Cancer, and how you're bringing it to the Rochester lacrosse community?
Well, so the biggest challenge we face is simply awareness. Yes, I mean, you know, the information we have is fantastic. Just because it's sitting on the internet doesn't mean that anybody magically finds it. So this is what, you know, our challenge is, and thank you, because it's things like this that help us tremendously. We don't, you know, have a huge budget to be doing a lot of online marketing, right? I mean, we have to do it the old-fashioned way. And then, you know, in looking at it, as they say, instead of using a shotgun, you want to use a rifle and be very focused. And looking at it, we're saying, okay, cancer. But then again, you know, the importance of lacrosse in his life and then to us is important. And we decided, well, let's really make our niche there. Let's get a foothold there. Because the reality is, if you look at the world of lacrosse, the same percentage of people involved there are afflicted and affected by cancer, as is anywhere. So let's start there. Let's really get a foothold. You know, we have thoughts of expanding this perhaps to hockey, thus the name Face Off Against Cancer, because it could be used, obviously, in that sport also. But the thought was, I want to make Face Off Against Cancer an entity, an event, you know, and it actually kicked off last Labor Day in Gillette Stadium, the home of the New England Patriots in Boston, because the Premier Lacrosse League, the major outdoor lacrosse league, was kind enough to have our logo on the scoreboard and read announcements about our organization. That was Labor Day was their playoff triple header. So that's where it kind of kicked off. And now we want to take it to various lacrosse games and events. So March 9th, we will be at the Rochester Nighthawks game. That is the NLL, the Indoor Lacrosse League. We'll be there at the concourse at a table with information. They're going to play. We have a video that we've created. It's going to be played, you know, on the big scoreboard during the game. They'll read announcements about us being there. And obviously we want to talk to people and make sure they're aware of our organization. We're going to be raffling off a Nighthawks jersey and some other Nighthawks memorabilia they're going to donate to us. So that'll be fun. And obviously it's kind of cool for people, you know, obviously the people there are Nighthawks and lacrosse fans to win that. We will be at Nazareth University, March 30th. Same thing. We will be at the game. That will be at noon. The men are playing, and at 3, the women. So we're doing the doubleheader. Again, they'll read an auspice, but people know we're at the table. We want to interact with fans and hopefully share our information. We're awaiting dates from Roberts Wesleyan in Brockport, and we look to really kick this off. For those of you who are into youth or travel lacrosse, we're also going to be at the John Pepper Memorial Tournament last 2 weekends of July. John Pepper, actually, we have a connection in that John also went to West Genesee. He was a junior varsity lacrosse player at West Genesee when, unfortunately, he passed away. And his parents started his foundation and a memorial lacrosse tournament, which I believe is now in its 24th year. It's a huge tournament in Syracuse. They have 5th and 6th grade, as well as 7th and 8th grade levels and varsity. And I know for the boys, there's 16 varsity teams that will be there on Saturday, the last Saturday in July. And the next day, 24 youth teams. The previous weekend, the girls will be there, and I don't have a number, but it's more teams. Hundreds are going to be there. And college coaches come to scout it. It's a big event, and we're very pleased that they were generous enough to let that we're going to be there also. And that's our goal, is to start being in as many lacrosse games and events as we can. And, you know, if anyone familiar with college basketball is familiar with Coaches Versus Cancer.
Yeah.
It's a huge fundraising campaign to fight cancer. Back before COVID, when they wore suits, coaches would all wear sneakers that week to the games. That was kind of a symbol of this is a Coaches Versus Cancer game. That's what and we want Face Off Against Cancer to be in the world of lacrosse. This is a campaign, an entity, and we're hoping to take it to the Division I level and as many lacrosse games, events as we can be at.
And so if we're heading out to Blue Cross Arena coming up on March 9th for the Nighthawks game, and we see your video play on the big screen and hear the announcement, that's excellent. Looking forward to that. What can fans do who are planning on attending to that game? How would you like to interact with them, and where can they find you in the Blue Cross Arena?
We'll be in the concourse. I can't give you the exact spot, but they said, you know, if you're familiar with Blue Cross Arena, when you come in the entrance, you come up the stairs, and then you go to the various sections. But they said pretty much when you come up the stairs, we will be right near there. So, when you come up the stairs, we're going to be very obvious.
Yeah,
we'll be at a table, and, you know, we should have some signage, have a jersey, we hope, hanging there. And we simply want people to stop by so we can chat, make sure that we introduce them to the foundation. I just found out literally today the Nighthawks have given us permission to use their logo. We're gonna have a Face Off Against Cancer Nighthawks t-shirt available for sale that is going to look really, really cool. So that'll be a fun thing also. And again, anything to raise awareness. I'm looking at hopefully getting some of those silicone wristbands that will say Face Off Against Cancer with our organization logo. So simply, I want the term to start to being recognized. And our plan is, you know, once we do these few games in the spring, we'll do the Pepper Tournament over the summer, that perhaps in September we come back, we start looking at doing same thing in the world of hockey and then hit lacrosse even bigger next spring. And just, you know, whether it's, you know, I've got all kinds of ideas. We could have Section 5.
Yeah.
Face Off Against Cancer week. Maybe we do something pitting Section 3 in Syracuse against Section 5, which could be a lot of fun. So we got a lot of things we'd like to do with this, but one step at a time. We're excited that the Nighthawks will have us there as well as Nazareth. We're looking forward again to confirming dates with Roberts Wesleyan and Brockport. And if we do those, you know, let's start crawling, and then we'll walk and then we'll run.
And that's DonLitzelmanFoundation.org, DonLitzelmanFoundation.org for more information. And then for someone who, even if they're not a big lacrosse fan, we're not so familiar with the game. I know it's a growing game around here, but it definitely for even the fans who, or the non-fans who aren't even a bit familiar with the game, how can they participate by either giving to the organization or getting involved in some way? Because really, this is about the battle against cancer.
Absolutely. Just visit the website. And Litzelman is spelled LitzelmaN. But if you misspell it, that's okay. We've got the other domain name. If you happen to spell it LE, we've got that. If you forget that it's .org, we've got both .coms also. But DonLitzelmanFoundation.org. And check it out. There's all the information is there. If you feel so compelled, please, thank you for any donations that you can give. The button is there and it goes through PayPal or Venmo, gives you the option once you click on that button so you can donate. Please send us a message, give us feedback, anything that you think we can improve on or any questions you might have. There is the capability of sending a message through the website. Our email is listed also, so either way. But you can communicate with us. And, listen, if this does spur some people to check out lacrosse, that would be a great thing too. And if you have seen, mostly lacrosse is, the outdoors. The Nighthawks are very, very different than what you might have seen. Nighthawks are indoors, 5-on-5. It's not 10 players. It's on the ice rink, on the floor. It is unbelievably fast and exciting. And a lot of goals. It's not the field game that sometimes goes a little slow. No, indoor lacrosse is unbelievably fast and exciting, and a lot of goals scored. So if you have not been to a Nighthawks game, it's a great experience. Music is, it's a lot of fun.
Yep, fun atmosphere too, and definitely March 9th, a great day to go in particular because you guys will be there, and look for your table up in the concourse. Brian Cannell, thank you so much for joining me and for all that you do at the Don Litzelman Foundation. Again, if you want to visit that link, it's donlitzelmanfoundation.org. Again, Brian, thank you so much for all you do and for your time this morning.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate it.